Kirk Pentin from the Winnipeg Sun joins us. Kirk, we knew in Edmonton that Jones's defense would you know, create some surprises for a lot of people. I'm not sure many people expected right away that Mike O'Shea, being a defensive guy, they'd come in and this offense would be this good early on.
Yeah, you can say that again, and they probably didn't know it either. If you put some truth serum in them, I'm sure they would say, nah, we had no idea it would be this good. It's humming along. This Drew Willie kid looks like he can be a quarterback. I mean, he's playing with the poise of a 10-year veteran. I just don't understand it. It's surprising everybody around here, but they like it. They definitely do.
Kirk, it's interesting. You know, a lot of the buzz is about Willie, and in Edmonton, of course, Mike Riley, two good stories in their own right. But Willie has been talked about as being this cool customer, and the last time I can think of a young quarterback sort of being tossed in and establishing himself who had that demeanor was Ricky Ray, who never got really rattled as a youngster when he broke in. Is it surprising the amount of poise this young man has shown, even though we're only talking a short period?
It is. I mean, he's only started 7 games, and in his 7th start last Friday in Montreal, he marched the team 75 yards, 13 plays in less than 2 minutes. He threw the winning touchdown with 29 seconds left. And, you know, talking to the guys in the locker room after, they're like, you couldn't tell if it was the last drive or the first drive based on his expressions. It's bad for the media because the guy's a terrible quote. You know, he doesn't say anything. He's the same way all the time. I think his heart beats about 12 times a minute, and it serves him well because if he's in trouble, he throws it away. He's been getting a lot of heat. The offensive line here needs to improve in Winnipeg for sure because he's had to throw it away a bunch, but he doesn't make those mistakes that young guys in their sixth and seventh starts of their career usually make. So it should only get better from here.
The Eskimos D-line, I'd say that's the strength of their team right now. Sewell leads the league in sacks. They're getting, you know, Odell Willis has been very good this season. Howard got off the schneid last week. You talk about that offensive line. Are they going to try to block any different tonight to try to, you know, hold those guys off? Because, you know, they've manhandled the offensive lines of all three teams they've played so far.
Yeah. If the Bombers are smart, they will put every receiver, running back, and offensive lineman around Drew Willie and just see what happens, because that might be the only way they can protect them. I expect to see a lot of M.P. Pontbriand and Carl Fitzgerald, who are not exactly household names around town even here, the Bomber fullbacks. They seemed to play pretty well last week in Montreal when those two guys were in there and they did the double tight end thing. But Montreal last week got its pressure right up the middle. Alan Michael Cash basically had a freeway right to Drew Willie whenever he wanted. He just went right up the gut many times, and Willie got sacked 4 times. So Montreal kind of likes to do a lot of the same funky stuff that Edmonton does, but I'm sure Chris Jones will be having his guys fired up even more and making even more unique moves on this offensive line, which has to improve greatly, or it's going to be an Eskimo win, simple as that.
Kirk, based on the season to this point, a lot of people are taking notice when it comes to the Esks receivers of Adarius Bowman. But if you're drawing it up for the Bombers, are you making sure everybody's still keeping an eye on Fred Stamps? Because he's been a little bit underused, but we've seen what he can do in this league.
Yeah, no kidding. That could be the secret weapon for the Eskimos tonight, although he shouldn't be secret at all. I was talking to Chris Randall, the Bombers' outstanding cornerback that they got from Calgary this week, and he was talking about, I was asking him about Adarius Bowman, and he said Adarius Bowman will line up all over the place, and it's not always a sign where he lines up, you know, what they're going to do kind of thing. He was basically saying, yeah, you got to look out for Fred Stamps too, because that guy will burn you and burn you bad, and Bomber fans have seen Fred do that quite often. So the Bomber secondary has been okay so far. They did give up 3 touchdowns, though, last week to Troy Smith, who has been having trouble hitting the broadside of a barn this year. So they better be ready tonight because Mike Riley is definitely a lot more accurate than Troy Smith.
Kirk Patton joins us from the Winnipeg Sun. Bombers Eskimos game time 6:30. You can watch it on TSN. Kirky, so the offensive line hasn't been great, but their defense has scored 3 touchdowns. They've already got a return on special teams. The defense, you know, Randall, I don't think he'll always get Bowman just because of the matchups and where he lines up. But what's the strength then of this defense? Is it their front 7 if the secondary is average?
Yeah, I mean, what Gary Echeverry does is yell at these guys from the moment they step on the field until they get off of it. And the thing he yells at them about is get the ball. He doesn't care if it bounces in front of a receiver. He doesn't care if, you know, it's an incomplete pass. He wants his defensive players to go get it. So these guys spend the whole 2-hour practice running after these balls that have bounced incomplete. But yet these defensive linemen are running down the field. He preaches, go get the ball, go get the ball, go get the ball. And so far, they've gone and gotten the ball. 3 defensive touchdowns already, which is one more than they had all, I think, in the last 2 years here in Winnipeg. They're relentless. They swarm the ball carrier. Doesn't matter what position they play, they just go and get it. There hasn't really been one area of this defense that has really stood out. I mean, they're losing the turnover battle. It's not like they're forcing turnovers a lot, but when they do, they're returning them for touchdowns. So how really can you complain about that? So I wouldn't say any areas stood out. I thought the defensive line would be a little more in the quarterback's face than they have been so far. But no, overall, they're 3-0, so you can't really rip on them too much. They've been solid, but they haven't been spectacular.
Kirk, it's got to be nice to go into a locker room after some tough seasons where the players aren't looking at you like, yeah, what do you want again? How about the fans, though? It goes without saying they're going to be revved up. Are they still wait and see after some of the failures, or are they just enjoying the moment?
It's starting to come around tonight. They've cleared the 30,000 mark, which is a lot more than the 24,000 who only showed up for the season opener against Toronto. They've gone from 24 to 27, and now they're probably looking at 30 to 31, maybe even as many as 32,000 tonight. The weather is helping. It's a beautiful 29 or whatever here right now, and, you know, the middle of summer, so people are just going to come out for that reason alone. But they're starting to believe, and obviously having the Eskimos coming in at 3-0 has helped to hype this one up even more. But I still get the sense that Bomber fans are preparing for a letdown. They know it can't continue like this. There's still too many holes on this team, I think, right now for it to jump out in front and stay out in front. I think there's got to be a rough patch at some point. And let's face it, they've played 3 East Division teams, and that's that's pretty easy thing to do these days, is to beat the East Division. So they're about to experience the West Division, and starts tonight. But they're going to have. It's going to be ridiculously loud tonight, and Mike Riley will need to make sure that he has a lot of communication with his offensive line tonight as well, and his receivers, of course. They have to overcome that early.
Well, Kirk, it's funny. I was talking to the Eskimo players. They say they think Winnipeg's the loudest place, kind of like Seattle, just how the building has been designed. So it should be loud, the biggest crowd of the year. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, gentlemen, have a good night. Enjoy the game.